Shemir Hashem, today we'll finish up with the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and tomorrow we'll do some Yoni Pesach, and Sunday we'll start Zebor. Okay. We began discussing the sugya of Chaf Aleph Mabez, where the Gemara tells us both when it comes to Melech as well as when it comes to Yisrael that there is a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and as the Torah describes in Parsha Shoftim, a special Sefer Torah is necessary to accompany the Melech. And the Gemara quotes the Brice that tells us Ubuvad Shal Yisna Bishalav Osa, that Yerusha is insufficient when it comes to the Sefer Torah of Melech. And Hu Hadinami Rabbah says the same applies when it comes to a Yisrael, Rafa Pi Shenicho Avosa Vadam Sefer Torah. Nonetheless, that mitzvah lichtov mishalov. So clearly, ksiva Sefer Torah is necessary. Possession is considered to be insufficient. And we discuss this in light of the Rush and the Kasha of the Shagazariah. In terms of Maisa HaMitzvah, right, the mitzvah is ksiva Sefer Torah. In terms of its purpose, in terms of Kiyum HaMitzvah, so that's the Chiddush that the Rush writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah, that clearly you see from the Pasuk that the purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to ensure Limud HaTorah. As the Pasuk says, V'lamdas B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fihem HaKadei Kach, that the Rosh argues that perhaps B'zman HaZeh, this mitzvah is fulfilled either differently or, as Beis Yosef writes, in a somewhat embellished way, as opposed to how it was performed when people used to learn from Sifrei Torah themselves. Good. We had mentioned Beis Yosef writes that that does not mean that the Rosh is coming to completely reinvent and reinterpret this mitzvah, but simply to be mosif that even Shar Sfarim is considered to be part of the Kiyum of Kisvei Lachem Es Hashir HaZos. So Shagazariah is bothered if that in fact is the case. So therefore, why is it that our Gemara says that Yerusha is insufficient? If the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to ensure the possibility of Limud HaTorah, why should one argue that Yerusha is considered to be a possibility? So one suggestion we mentioned yesterday is the following Yiddish, that maybe in principle that is the Kiyum HaMitzvah, Lamdas B'nei Yisrael Sim B'fiyem, but certainly a Maisa HaMitzvah is necessary. That Maisa HaMitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah. And when it comes to mitzvah sasei in general, the mitzvah is not to be fulfilled simply b'shev al taseh, but some maisa mitzvah is in fact always necessary. So it's not that Yerusha in fact is an absurd possibility. In principle, the reason for the mitzvah is being accommodated. The difficulty is that al yedei zeh, simply by parent being nifter and you're being yoresh, that is not considered to be the maisa mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. And therefore, in Ochinami, it's necessary lichtov sefer Torah mishalom. And then we start to discuss with this in mind the Chiddush of the Rambam that seems to quote our Gemara in a more unusual sense. As mentioned, the Braisa says that a melech cannot rely on the sefer Torah shel avosav. The same thing is true when it comes to Yisrael. When the Rambam quotes this in the very beginning of Perek Gimel Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam does so in the unusual way. We would have expected the Rambam to argue that a melech is obligated to write two Sifrei Torah in addition to the normal chiyuv of Sefer Torah. There's an additional one which is B'toras Melech, and therefore it's necessary for the melech to do both. The Rambam stresses the need for a melech to write a single Sefer Torah in that case. The Rambam writes, he writes the Sefer Torah, that Yeser ala Sefer Shinich Lavosav, in addition to the one that he received by Yerusha. So the submission is Morer. That Poshub Shan the Rambam would seem to indicate that it's not necessary for the melech to write both Sefer Torah. If a melech does not have Yerusha, Yenochinami, then he must write both. If, however, the melech has Yerusha, it's necessary for him to write an additional Sefer Torah. So why exactly is that true? Poshub Shan, don't we assume that the two Sifrei Torah the Melech has. One is B'toras Melech, one is B'toras Hedyot. For neither one, the Gemara tells us you can run the Rusha, doesn't that mean that it's necessary for the Melech to write both? If one should argue that no, in terms of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the halacha then is that she'ihi elo Sefer Torah, the fact that he can have it in order for V'lamdas B'nei Yisrael Sima B'fihem, or that the Melech can have the Sefer Torah with him tamid, that certainly is the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And the only reason Yerusha is considered to be insufficient is because there is no Maisa HaMitzvah, so perhaps that could allow for the Chiddush of the Rambam as follows. You're right. If you will isolate these two halachos entirely, that there's no relationship between Sefer Torah A and Sefer Torah B of the Melech, they're two independent mitzvahs entirely, So then why is it that you should work for any of those two? If, however, you argue that no, that we'll see why there should be so. But a compound mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is Mishnah HaTorah Zos, and therefore it's necessary for the Melech, the Torah Smelech, to have two Sefer Torah. And in principle, Yerusha should work. And the only difficulty is the Sheva Tasa aspect. So here, you have a case where the Melech will actively engage in the Maisa Mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, and the Kiyam HaMitzvah will in fact be accommodated, Shiyi Lo Sefer Torah, and therefore, Enochinami, the Rambam writes that for one Sefer, Yerusha is sufficient, as Kesa Mishnah points out, and Ksiva of the second is necessary, but you don't have to in fact write both. That's one possibility in the Rambam Shita. We mentioned that Shagasari in Siman Lamed Daled Hei and Vav has a very different approach, not the link for Talmud Torah, and that is the end, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but rather there clearly is a mitzvah Ksiva, but the Shagas Aryeh is bothered by how this can be done in light of the Sugyan Kedushin Daf Lamed that Anano Bakinim B'chaseros B'yaseros, and therefore if that's the case, you can write a Kosher Sefer Torah. And the Ran writes in Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis need to fill this mitzvah Ksiva having a Sefer Torah which is Kshera, and therefore that is why the mitzvah cannot be fulfilled Bizman Hazan. Because of that concern, we discussed the Harusim and Chaschinuch in Tafresh Yud Gimel. Can that be that Chaseros V'Yaseros will always render a Sefer Torah as a Sefer Torah Psula? And then how is it possible that Anan Lo Bekinan V'Chaseros V'Yaseros? So one possibility in terms of Melech is very simply that the Kiyum Mitzvah is the Matzav, the reality of the Melech having the Sefer Torah. Some Maisa Mitzvah is necessary, and that's the Chiddush, the Rambam. Writing one Sefer Torah is considered to be sufficient. Another possibility, and this is stressed by the Emek Bracha, this is also found by Rabbi Zerzam and Evan Hazel in the Rambam, writes the following Kiddush. Why is it that Melech has two Sefer Torah? Maybe one could argue very simply, two Sefer Torah, number one is B'Torah Hedya, B'Torah Sharko Yisrael. Number two, it's B'Torah Melech, the Mitzvah Mechudeshes that a Melech has. And one cannot fulfill both chiyuvim with a single Sefer Torah. So therefore, it's necessary to have Sefer Torah A, B'Torah Kol Yisrael, Sefer Torah B, B'Torah Melech. If that's true, then we're bothered by the obvious difficulty, then how is it then that Yerusha can work for one and not for the other? But perhaps the Emek Bracha suggests that no, that in principle, one could fulfill both chiyuvim through a single Sefer Torah. It's not that mitzvos chavilos in the sense that Sefer Torah A is purely B'Torah Sedya, and Sefer Torah B is purely B'Torah Smelech, and Yerusha does not work for either. No, in principle, one could accommodate both chiyuvim through a single Sefer Torah, and maybe therefore the single Sefer Torah that the Melech does in fact write is considered to be a dual kiyum. That will fulfill the mitzvah B'Torah Smelech, that will also fulfill the mitzvah B'Torah Shai Yisrael. And therefore, one Ksiva Sefer Torah is considered to be sufficient. And that's why the Rambam writes, if he writes one, that's considered to be good enough. However, the Pasuk says in Devarim in Yud Zayin, no, it's insufficient that the Melech just has a single Sefer Torah. The Pasuk says, V'kosav lo, es Mishnah HaTorah Hazos. It means that the Melech is obligated to write the additional Sefer Torah. Mishnah HaTorah Zos, as the Rambam describes, that one Sefer Torah the Melech has to have the Beis Ganaza. The other Sefer Torah the Melech will always have that accompanies him wherever he goes. So the halacha is clearly that the Melech has to write the Sefer Torah because of Loes Mishnah HaTorah Zos. But that Ksiva can fulfill both the mitzvah B'Torah Melech and B'Torah Henyot. But obviously a condition of the fulfillment of this mitzvah, because of the Mishnah Torah Zos, is that Srich Liyos Mishnah, that this has to be the second Sefer Torah. This cannot be the first Sefer Torah. And therefore, that's what the Emek Bracha and the Nozzle suggests very simply, that the condition of the Melech, the Tanai, for example, is that it is Mishnah Torah Zos, that can be fulfilled Ayyadei Yerusha. The Melech has to always have the Sefer Torah which is with him, and that's the Sefer Torah that he will in fact write. Maybe you'll tell me that's sufficient. That's all the Melech has to have. So no, that's in addition to having a Sefer Torah b'beis ganaza. So how do you accommodate both needs? A mitzvah ksiva, as well as need for a Melech to have One sefer bebeis kenozov, as the Rambam describes. A second sefer, as the Rambam writes, vasheni oyozes milfanav, that should always be with him. The answer is one sefer, the melech can secure in any possible form, and the mitzvahs ksiva both of melech and of hedyot, that will be fulfilled through the sefer Torah Hasheni. That's the chiddush that the bracha suggests within the Rambam shita. There's one mitzvah ksiva that would allow the melech to fulfill both of those kiyumim, but it has to be as mishnah ha-Torah ha-zos. No? So therefore, as long as the melech possesses, hiniyach lavosa, so that additional sefer which he writes, it's not that that is b'toras melech, and the first sefer is b'toras hedya, that he fulfills ayyidei rusha. That's certainly not true. But rather, the dual kiyum of ksiva is fulfilled through the second Sefer Torah, but since the Torah insists that he has to have two Sefer Torah, so therefore one is fulfilled, Ayyadei Rusha. The second one, in addition now, is that which is Ayyadei Ksiva. If you look in the Lashon HaRambam, right, this is a Chiddush, right, that Tamek Brach and Eben Azal suggests, because there is some difficulty. When the Rambam describes the need for a Melech to have two Sefer Torah, the Rambam writes the following, that achas minicha b'beis kenozav, that he takes one sefer Torah, and that the melech stores, that he secures. But the Rambam adds the phrase v'hu mitzvah bal kechol echad miYisrael. And then v'asheni, the Rambam writes, oh, that's the halach of melech, that the melech always has to keep with him at all times. So that additional phrase that the Rambam writes, poshav shat, does not fit that well with the chiddush of the Me'brach Eben Hazal. Right, because really their arguing was follows, that no, that even the mitzvah b'Torah Shai Yisrael is fulfilled by the ksiva sefer Torah Shniyah. No, the first one simply is that the melech has to possess two sefer Torah. But the Rambam does seem to isolate. The Rambam writes that first sefer Torah, which is minichla beis genazav, he doesn't have to carry that with him all the time. That is because mitzvah b'kohalaf Yisrael. So Pashav Shat, no, it is that the first Sefer Torah, which is B'chol Yisrael, Midin Hedyo, and the second one is considered to be Midin Melech. But if one is willing to grant the Chiddush, that no, that the Ksiva can fulfill both elements, Midin Hedyo and Midin Melech, it's just that the Pasuk is clear that the Melech must possess Mishneh Torah, must have a dual Sefer Torah. So in that instance, perhaps one could argue that that is the explanation of the Rambam of Yesaf HaSefer Sheniach Lo Avosa. The Shagazarian Simon Lamed Hay touches on the issue that we started to discuss yesterday as well. The fact that the Rambam is explicit that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Yuches. There, again, the Rambam does write, Kol Ish V'Ish. The Rambam does not state explicitly in discussing the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah itself that men yes and women no, but in the very end of the mitzvot saseh, we've mentioned several times, there the Rambam has a list of the mitzvot that women are obligated and exempt from, and there the Rambam writes that mitzvah yudches, the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, that ein hanashim chayavos behen. So the Rambam is explicit that women in fact are exempt. That's part of the list that the Rambam has in the end of the minyan hamitzvot of mitzvot saseh. If you look in Sefer HaChinuch, Sefer HaChinuch is explicit that v'noheg b'chol makom only b'zacharim but v'lom v'nakevos. Sefer HaChinuch is explicit. Women, in fact, are exempt from this halacha. Why is that true? So here the Sefer HaChinuch writes explicitly because zacharim are obligated, shekein chayavin b'talmud Torah. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch adds. Pashav Shat, exactly as the Rosh writes, Against that objection of the Shagas Aryeh. The Sefer Chinuch is explicit that the purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is for the purpose of Limad HaTorah, as the Pasuk says, V'lamdos b'nei Yisrael simu b'vihem, and therefore it's knowing b'zacharim shekein chayavin b'talmud Torah. Shagas Aryeh is bothered by the following. Number one, is it so clear that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is solely to ensure Limad HaTorah? The Kasha, the Shagazari, has been dealing with what about the case of Yerusha? And then furthermore, Shagazari writes, is it really true that therefore it's so obvious that women, in fact, are exempt? After all, the Shagazari in Simen Lamed Hay refers you to Simen Mem Zayin, we've discussed in earlier occasions. What about Birchas HaTorah? There, the Mechaber writes in the very end of Simen Mem Zayin that Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. Why is that true? Shagazari assumes, this is what the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Mem Zayin, Shemuchliyavos Lumot Mitzvos Shelahen. So therefore, even if you assume that the purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to ensure, to allow for Limud, Shagazari writes, even if that premise is granted, is it so obvious that therefore women should be excluded? Wouldn't it be necessary to women to have that access as well in order to fulfill their element of Talmud Torah, mitoch shemuchiyavos lamod mitzvah shalahem? The Beis Halevi addresses this point of Shagasari. The Beis Halevi is found in the Hakdamah to the Tshuvas Beis Halevi. It's also found in Chelek Aleph in Simen Vav. But the Beis Halevi points out it is true that practically speaking, knowledge is necessary in order to fulfill mitzvah shalahem. If a person is an ama'aretz, he will not be able to fulfill the mitzvahs properly. And to the extent that limud is necessary for kiyum ha-mitzvah, that is something that women must involve themselves in as well. But as the Beis Halevi describes at length, that is not, technically speaking, a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. At most, that is considered to be a hechsher mitzvah, that yediyas ha-mitzvos, in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah Hashem. And therefore, if one assumes that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is driven by v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem, that requires a technical obligation, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore one can understand very well why, according to the Rambam Shita, nashim are exempt from this obligation. We mentioned again that machlokes achronim, machlokes rishonim, as to the nature of Birchas HaTorah and what the Mechaber means as nashim evarchos Birchas HaTorah. Magen Avraham writes, muchliyav also mitzvah shalahem. And the Bir HaGra, right there, and that simen, Mem Zayin, raises that objection. You mean to say it's a mitzvah that nashim are muchliyavos to recite Birchas HaTorah because they are obligated in that element of Talmud Torah? Right, the Gon writes in Siman Zayin, right, Katsava, the apostle cries out, "Limatosam es b'neichem, b'neichem lo b'noseichem." The Sugin Kedushin, the Flamed Aleph, and that's what leads the Gon to assume that Nashim of Archos Birchas HaTorah is only b'Toras, Eino Mitzuvi Oseh. Eino Mitzuvi Oseh. It doesn't mean that they must do so; that they're obligated in this Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And women are exempt, and therefore they recite this bracha b'toras eino mitzvah yoseh. In the piece that the Brisker Rav has in the beginning of the Chibur in Birchas HaTorah, Brisker Rav points out b'shem Rav Chaim the following difficulty. This is fine according to the Shita, for example, the Balei HaTosus, where Tosus assumes that yes, that eino mitzvah yoseh can recite a bracha, but the Rambam is clear in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tzitzis that women do not recite a bracha unless there is an obligation. And that is the Psak Halacha of the Mechaber Nochos Tzitzis, that when women perform a mitzvah that they're exempt from, there is no bracha. Reb Chaim points out the difficulty that Aliba de Tosus, one could argue, Nashim Evarchos Berchas HaTorah does not mean they must, but they may, the Torah Sinim Tzviyoseh. But according to the Mechaber, this is very difficult. The Mechaber, who assumes that women do not recite a bracha on shofar and lulav and tzitzis and sukkah, so how can you argue that Nashim Evarchos Berchas HaTorah b'Torah Sinim Tzviyoseh? And that's what we discussed in earlier shiurim. The Chiddush Reb Chaim formulates that Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. It's a very different type of bracha. After all, brachos are generally speaking derabanan. In Birchas HaTorah, the Ramban writes in Sefer Mitzvos as a mitzvah daraisa. And how do you know you recite Birchas HaTorah? The sugyan brachos and daf chof aleph and aleph. The Gemara does not say that the makor of Birchas HaTorah is that there is a Birchas HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Gemara says, Kishema Shemekra, Havogor Lelokeinu. Right, the Marshan, that Gemara says exactly what we discussed yesterday, that Ramban in the Hakdamah to his Pirush Al HaTorah. The Torah is called Shmosu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you call out the Shem Hashem, Kishema Shemekra, Havogor Lelokeinu, the Marshan writes, he thinks it's Pashup Shat. The drush of the Gemara. Rashi writes differently. Rashi writes, Kishem Hashem Akra means the following. Moshe Rabbeinu was to inform Klai Yisrael of the Torah Hashem. So Rashi explains the drush of Kishem Hashem Akra, when I articulate Birchas HaTorah, when I call out the Shem Hashem in the Nusach HaBracha, Birchas HaTorah, Rashi says, Tanu Amen, answer Amen to that bracha. Rashi writes, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra is referring to Berachas HaTorah. The Marsha writes, thinks, Poshem Shem the Gemara is Ki Shem Hashem Ekra means Torah. Havel Godel Elokeinu is the reference to the Berachas HaTorah. But it's clear that this is not a straight Berachas HaMitzvah of Chaim Karin's. Now, Biskrav quotes Reb Chaim is arguing this is a Berachan Cheftah Shel Torah. Shem Hashem Ekra, invoking Shem Hashem, requires a Beracha. Just like the Gemara says when the Kohen Gadol says Hashem HaFarosh. Havel Godel Elokeinu, we're obligated to say Baruch Shem Kavod. Berachas HaMitzvah. It means Shem Hashem requires Aniya, and so too this is true when it comes to Berachas HaTorah as well. A Beracha and Chefs Shel Torah. And that's why the Gemara has, for example, a Machlokes and Berachas and Daf Yud Aleph as to whether Berachas HaTorah only applies to Torah Shebitzav, Torah Shebal Peh. If it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, why would you distinguish in Torah Shebitzav and Torah Shebal Peh? If you're arguing, for example, no, Chefta Shel Torah, Kishem Hashem Ekra, so therefore one could certainly argue, Torah Shebichsav, yes, Chefta Shel Torah, Mashen came when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh. That's how Rav Chaim understands the fact that Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah, that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. The other possibility that Gon writes that it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but Nashim Mevarchos B'Torah Seinu Mitzvah. The Gon repeats this Chiddush several times in Semem Zayin. The Gon assumes that Moshe Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah is Einu Mitzvah Yoseh, and the Gon also assumes that HaMaharher B'Divrei Torah, Sarech Levarech, because here her also is a Kiyum Mitzvah Tav Torah, and the Gon also assumes that after one recites Birchas HaTorah, one must engage in Limud HaTorah. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah on Tav Torah, so therefore, after the Birchas HaMitzvah, of course, the Mitzvah must be performed. No? That's the Chiddush of the Gon that is considered to Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Gon writes, Birchas HaMitzvah, Nashim Pturos. If you assume the Mechaber is telling us, Nashim Varchas, Birchas HaTorah, Pashav Shat, they're in the Chuyavos. So Chaim writes that it's a Bracha on Cheftishot Torah, not in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Magen Avraham writes that difficulty, Mitoch Shem Chuyavos Numal Mitzvah Shalahem. And that's how the Shagazari interprets, that there is a Chelek of Talmud Torah that women are obligated in, and therefore the Shagazari questions again this extension of link. Even if you assume that Ksiva Sefer Torah is linked to Limud HaTorah, is it such a Dara Pasha therefore that women are considered to be exempt from this particular mitzvah? Good. That's the Shagazari's difficulty. And again, the Beis Levi points out that no, once you grant that premise of the Rush, the premise of the Sefer HaChinuch, Ksiva is for the purpose of Limud HaTorah, no, so if that's the case, it should be obvious that women are in fact exempt. And if in practical terms, limud is necessary for kiyum mitzvah, nonetheless, that is still considered to be eino mitzvah v'vos. Good? The Shagazari continues in Simin Lamed Hay with another possible basis to argue that women are exempt from Ksiva Sefer Torah. And that's based, we started to discuss yesterday, the Sugyan Gittin and Daf Mem Hay Mud Beis. Here the Gemara tells us a Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzos, if it's written by Yamin, Akum, Eved, Isha, so in those cases, Psulim. An Eved, Isha, Akum cannot write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah. How do you know that is true? That the Gemara is Doresh the Parsha Kriyashma. The Pasuk says, Ukshartam Uchsavtam. What does that mean? Kol She'eno B'Kshira. Eino b'ksiva, kol sheyesh no b'kshira, yesh no b'ksiva, a chiddush. That whoever is obligated, right, in kshira, whoever is a bar hachi of tefillin, they're the ones who are obligated in uchsavtam. And therefore you need, right, a bar kshira for that purpose. And therefore, since women are exempt, women cannot go ahead and write. And therefore women are unable to write Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. Shagasari explains the following. If in fact that nashim are mechuyavos in the midst of ksiva sefer Torah, so how could it be that a woman is incapable of writing a sefer Torah? No? It's clear from the Gemara that the sefer Torah sheksavo isha is psula. So in such a case, how can you argue that they're mechuyavos in the mitzvah, but what, the mitzvah must be discharged ayidei acherim? How can that be? What, they're expected to go ahead and to appoint a shliach to fulfill the mitzvah? that which they cannot do themselves. So, shlichus lamatzim ashrei. How could it be Yossi? Through someone else. We've discussed, for example, the whole chiddush of Ritva, the whole concept of Shemei Akona. Ritva writes in Sukkah Naf Lamed Ches. It begins with a personal ability to fulfill a mitzvah, and then by extension, right, the mitzvah can be fulfilled by the acherim. If you cannot perform the mitzvah yourself, how is it that it can be Yossi through someone else? The Ritva in Sukkah Naf Lamed Ches extends us even to, right, the person who lahalacha cannot fulfill a mitzvah right now because of an Yisrei Hafsik. You're in the middle of Kaddish HaKadusha. You can't be Yotzei through anyone else. Yotzei through Shemei HaKona. If you could not articulate, you cannot be Yotzei. So how do we argue then that women are obligated in the mitzvahs Siva even though they cannot write a kosher, a Sefer Torah? How can that be? Shagasari, whoever writes that even this is difficult. Why? Because Mezuzah Yochiyah. That's the Chiddush Shagasari comments. After all, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Mezuzah. But yet, the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Mem, hey, they cannot write the mezuzah, so that means that the ksiva has to be done ayidei acherim. So just as l'halacha l'maisa, that's true when it comes to mezuzah, that a woman is obligated midaraisa in mezuzah, even though she cannot create the chevtush or mitzvah, that's unusual, no? Normally, we assume women are not a bar kshira, they cannot create tfil nishma, as Rabbi Yotam writes, they're not the barachi in the mitzvah. Women who are obligated in matzah, for example, can create the cheftesh mitzvah. They can create lishma when it comes to matzah. Tefillin is an unusual example, based on the sugi in Gitna Daf Memhei, that even though nashim are mechuyavos in the mitzvah, nonetheless, that has to be done ayidei acherim. So Hu Adina Mishagasari writes, the fact that a woman cannot write a kosher sefer Torah, again, is not an absolute raya that women are exempt from the mitzvah. And this is what the Minchas Chinuch objects to, the Minchas Chinuch again in Mitzvah Taryag, right, that how can you equate Ksiva Sefer Torah with the case of Mezuzah? Minchas Chinuch writes, it's no steerer to assume that women are obligated in Mezuzah even though they cannot write a kosher Mezuzah. That's not a steer at all. Because the mitzvah is not a mitzvah's ksiva. The mitzvah is likboa mezuzah, kfiyas hamezuzah. There's no stira to assume that a person can be obligated in the mitzvah, but exempt, for example, from the creation of the cheftesh mitzvah. That's not a stira at all. To say that a woman cannot erect a mezuzah, and she's obligated to put up the mezuzah, that's a stira. She can't perform the mitzvah, it must be done on the acherim. That's a difficulty. But it's not a steer at all to assume that a woman is obligated in ksivas hamezuzah, even though she cannot create the cheftesh mitzvah. But when it comes to ksiva sefer Torah, of course that's a steer. To say that women are obligated in ksiva, but they cannot write, that's impossible. Therefore, that as well is considered to be ample grounds to assume that women are exempt, even if one is not willing to assume the chiddush of chinuch that it's linked to Talmud Torah, the chiddush of the Rosh, or even if you assume like the Shagasari that no, women's share in Talmud Torah is sufficient to allow them, therefore, to be obligated in ksiva sefer Torah, but the fact that they cannot write exempts them from writing. In mezuzah is no raya whatsoever because we don't necessarily argue the fact that they cannot write means they're exempt from being koveya mezuzah. That, in fact, is considered to be the chiddush. If one should assume, for example, that the mitzvah, right, of Sefer Torah is simply sheyihi alola adam Sefer Torah, not the ksiva necessary, but simply that a person must have the Sefer Torah, maybe in Achinam, that would be similar. But as you pointed out, that may be true in terms of kiyum ha-mitzvah. But the maisa ha-mitzvah is one of ksiva, and therefore to argue that a woman must but isn't able to, in achinami, that certainly is considered to be that which is esteemed. There's even an additional ha'ara that you find in the Shagasari. This is in the Turi Evin, in Chagigan Daf Tezayin. This is also found in Rabbi Kevager. Rabbi Kevager is in the Tshuvas HaChadoshos in Simen Yud Zayin. We know that women are exempt from Mitzvah Seisha Azman Gram. The Turiyev and Rabbi Kivenger make just the following hara: the fact that a mitzvah cannot be done at certain times only renders that to be a zman grama if that time is inherent to the mitzvah itself. Tefillin, which is only bayom, not balayla, or tefillin, which is only bachol and not b'shabbos, that makes it a zman grama. Let's say rov rishon. We assume the halacha that midaraisa, laila is zman tefillin. Just midrabanan. We don't put tefillin at night because shemi yishin b'hem, shemi afiyach b'hem. Midaraisa, we assume laila is zman tefillin. If that's true, why is tefillin called a zman grama? Because, as Rabbi Kiva writes, the sugyan and the verivin, that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. Yantif is lav zman tefillin. So a mitzvah that can only be performed b'chol, that cannot be performed on Shabbos and Yantif, that is what makes tefillin. Mitzvah says zman grama. That's the whole model of zman grama. That the Torah writes that women are exempt from tefillin, and tefillin is zman grama, not by virtue of laila. Rov Rishonim assumed that laila is zman tefillin. The fact that the mitzvah cannot be performed on Shabbos and on Yantif. So this is what the Turiyev and Rabbi Kivenger discuss. Does that mean a mitzvah that cannot be performed on Shabbos, Yantif, is a zman grama? And what about, for example, our case of Ksiva Sefer Torah, which obviously cannot be fulfilled on Shabbos and Yantif? So the Turiyev and Chagigan Dav Tezayin and Rabbi Kivenger, the Tshuvas HaFadashos, write the following. There is a marked difference between tefillin as opposed to our example. In the case of tefillin, the fact that Shabbos and Yantif is lav zman tefillin is not because of an iser malacha machma Shabbos, but it's halacha which is inherent to the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin is an os, as Rabbi Kivenger writes, Rayon of Erevin. Shabbos is an os. On Shabbos, the os of tefillin is unnecessary. But if the reason that the mitzvah cannot be performed is simply because that are Yehud Ravi Ilavei, no, because there's an Isser Malacha, so therefore practically speaking the mitzvah cannot be done, so that's what the Shagasari and Turiyev and Rabbi Kivenger write, that is not called a Zman Grama. For example, Tosus is bothered in Kedushin, Daf Chavtesim and Aleph. The Gemara has a pasuk to tell us that men are obligated in Mila and not women. Osov lo osov. And Tosus is kasha, kedushin chavtes. What do you need a pasuk for? Why shouldn't you argue that Mila is a mitzvah seisha, a zman grama, the yom hashmini? Good. Tosus is bother. But zman grama means that in a specific time. Good, you can't do a bris mila before yom shmini, but from yom shmini ulahala, bris mila can perform. So it's bound by time on one end. You can't do it before then, but nonetheless, once Yom HaShmini comes, the mitzvah can still be fulfilled. Maybe that's why you need a pasuk, Tosa says, because it's not called a zman grama. Tosa says still it's difficult, because even if you have a mila shelo bizmana, a mila shelo bizmana is only bayom and not balayla. And therefore, the fact that bris mila is only bayom, shouldn't that be enough of a reason to assume that it's a zman grama like tzitzis? So Tosa's answer is, Eina chinam, you're right. Tosa says, if you assume, as we do, obviously, lalacha, that bris mila is only bayom, whether it's a mila bizmana, mila lo bizmana, so in such a case, you need a pasuk at all. And the drush of the Gemara of osov lo osah is only assuming that a mila shlo bizmana is even balayla. Well, very great kiddush. No? That's what Tosus writes. The whole drush of the Gemara is not only b'dil chasa. Because Mila is a classic Zman Grama, because it's only Bayom and not Balayla, and the fact that we need a Pasuk is because Leman Damra Mila Shlo Bizmana No Heges Af Balayla. So again, one could ask a simple question, but even if Brismila is Balayla, but Brismila is not on Shabbos, Brismila is not Biyantif, only Mila Bizmana is Doche Shabbos. Not a Mila Shlo Bizmana, that's not the Machlokis in the Gemara. The Pasuk is B'yom HaShmini Masar Lasa. Mila Bizman is Doche Shabbos. But again, you see that the fact that a mitzvah cannot be performed because of an Isser Malacha on Shabbos or on Yantiv, that certainly is not grounds to assume that is considered to be a mitzvah say shazman grama. Poshav shat, the same thing is true. We discussed several weeks ago. Vosli mikdash v'shachanti besochem. The Rambam writes in Perakala Falochi Yabez, Efochas Beis Abachira, that men and women are obligated in this mitzvah of bin hamishkan and bin beis hamikdash. The Rambam writes on Noshim v'Noshim, even though we know that binyan hamishkan, binyan hamikdash is not the Ochesh Shabbos. No, hihano senes, that's the makor of lametes malachos. But the fact that it cannot be done because of an iser malacha does not render the fact that it is a mitzvah seish hazman grama. Without these other examples, that's simply the Bar of Turiyev Rabbi Kiveger. That the fact that ksiva sefer Torah cannot practically apply on Shabbos is not the basis of tur. The basis of tur is either because that women are incapable of writing a kosher sefer Torah, or it's because of the link to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself. This point of Shagas Aryeh, right, that women perhaps are exempt because they cannot write a sefer Torah which is ksheira, also, right, is relevant to what the Shagas Aryeh discusses in the earlier siman, in Siman Lamed Aleph. The Rambam Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, describes the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah in the following way, that mitzvah Haseo called Ish V'Ish Yisrael, Lichtov Sefer Torah L'atzma. Why is that true? After all, the Pasuk says, Kis V'Lachem Es Shashira Hazos. What does that mean? The Rambam writes, Sefer Torah Shiyesh Bo Shirazu. And how do you know that that's the case? Shein Kos V'Nesa Torah Parshios Parshios. So what exactly does that mean? Kis V'Lachem Es Shashira Hazos, Poshav Shat, the impression that you get from the Rambam, is Shira Hazos means Shira Sazina. That's the mitzvah. Kis V'Lachem Es Shashira Hazos. However, you can't just write Parsha Sazino itself. It must be written in context, within the framework, the structure of Kol HaTorah Kula. I know that's true, because in Kol HaTorah Kula, Parshios Parshios. So the Shagas Aryeh suggests, further great Chiddush, that the impression you get from the Rambam sheet is that in principle, the mitzvah is Ksivas Shira Sazino. Except since in Kosvin, Parshios, Parshios. So in such a case, you have no choice but to write an entire Sefer Torah. But the Shagas Aryeh suggests, according to Rambam, maybe the entire balance of Shar Chamish Uchumshei Torah is just a necessary structure framework. But that is not the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah. Akrei kach, that the Shagas Aryeh suggests the following Kiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person will write, and Bola v'nikra, and all of a sudden now, the Sefer Torah becomes possible. Shagas Aryeh suggests a very great Kiddush. As long as Nishtayer Bashira Hazos, maybe Enochinami, maybe one still will be fulfilling this mitzvah. Or the Shagas Aryeh writes the following Kiddush. Let's say a person just writes the Shira Sazim. Maybe one could argue, B'diyevin, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Kisvah Lachem Es Shira Hazos. He shouldn't have done so, because Ksiva requires some broader framework. But if that is lacking, is that so obvious that that is the Ikuva? Or can one argue that no, that B'diyevin, one in fact is Yotze. Very, very great Kiddush. But again, the Rambam does write explicitly, Shira Hazos, but you have to write Shar Chamish Uchumshei Torah because in Kos Venesa Torah Parshios Parshios. If this is true, Shagas Aryeh writes even a further difficulty. And that is the Gemara and Gitnad of Samach Amun Aleph. Gemara tells us that in Kosvin b'chumashim b'beis hakneses b'pnei kavod hatzibur. Could a person lean from chumash? What exactly is a chumash? It's considered to be a kriya, let's assume, of an entire sefer, but not of all chamisha chumshin Torah. Right now you're holding on sefer Bereishis, so it's an entire sefer Bereishis, an entire sefer Shmos, but it is not all chamisha chumshin Torah. So the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach seems to indicate that me'ikar hadin, one in fact could be yotze, that is illegitimate because of kavod hatzim. In other words, to go ahead and to write, let's assume, right, one parsha, that al-pidin is not even called verm shebichsav. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach describes it's called a sefer da'aftarta. They used to have a haftorah book. So it was all the haftorahs, the haftorah of Bereishis, Noach, and so on. Good? One haftorah after another. The Gemara says that al-pidin is called a kriya balpeh. Even though mamish, it's written on klav, and it's written bichsav yad, that's called a kriya balpeh because it's an incomplete sefer. From an entire sefer, that's what he called dvarm shebichsav. Nonetheless, if the entire sefer is just sefer Bereishis or sefer Shmos, the Gemara says kavod hatzibur dictates that one should lean from the entire chamisha chumshei Torah. So Shagasai writes the following chiddush: if the Rambam sheet is that shira hazos really means shiras hazina, the difficulty is simply in kosvin parshios. So why is the conclusion, therefore, you have to write all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah? Why shouldn't it be sufficient simply to write Chumash Dvarim? That's the Shagas Aryeh's question. In Kriyas Halacha, Kvod HaTzibur, but it's not a violation of Parshios, as long as you have an entire Sefer. So how do you jump from assuming, right, Hazinu to right, all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah? That's the Shagas Aryeh's question. Perhaps one can argue this Shaila in two ways as well. Number one is the following possibility. Maybe that's not at all what the Rambam means. Of inkosnes Torah parshios. Maybe what the Rambam means is the following Kiddush. The Torah describes the kislach emes ha-shira hazos. The Rambam writes the following. Shira can be interpreted in one of two ways. No? One could argue that shira hazos means shiras hazinu. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that no, shira hazos means Torah sheyesh bo shira. It means you're obligated to write the entire chamisha chumshei Torah, which contains the shira hazos. Those are the two possibilities in terms of how to describe shira. Is shira that which is specific, describing shira sazinu? Or shira hazos a description of chamisha chumshei Torah? When the Rambam writes in kosvin es haTorah parshios, the Rambam seems to mean the following, that since the halacha demands that you cannot write simply one parsha, that is a raya muchachas, that's an indicator that what the pasuk means by shira hazos, it means sefer Torah, sheyesh bo shirazo. Maybe that's the chiddush in the Rambam Shita. The word shira hazos is ambiguous. It could refer to shira sazino in the most limited sense. It could refer to kol haTorah kula. Well, if the halacha demands that you not write parsha sazino, so therefore that's an indicator that pshat in the pasuk is shira hazos means reni chamisha chumshei Torah. Not that in principle shira hazos only means parsha sazino, but because of the halacha of inkos and parshios, therefore you have to write a sefer. If that's shenachinami, so write sefer dvarim, don't write anything more. But do you, the Rambam writes that again, that mitzvah seo klish vishmi Yisrael, lichto sefer tole'atzma, the pasuk says, kislachem es shira hazos, what does that mean? Kislachem sefer Torah sheyesh bo shira zo. Pashem Shah, that's what I'm defining shira hazos. Sefer Torah sheyesh bo shira zo. Not that shira means just hazinu, but in kosin parshios requires that you have to go ahead and to write sefer dvarim. No? If that's true, then lechor you can't argue, as the Shagas Aryeh does, that it should be sufficient simply to write sefer dvarim and no more. Lechor one could argue, right, in a second way, and that's what we discussed as far as the obligation of women, right, in ksiva sefer Torah. That point to the Shagasari, that the Shagasari is marchev, but the Chora, as we pointed out, very compelling, the Rav Minchas Chinuch. The fact that a woman cannot write a kosher Sefer Torah, isn't it mistabra to assume, therefore she can't be obligated in Ksiva Sefer Torah? Doesn't Ksiva Sefer Torah require that you write a kosher Sefer Torah? We pointed out that it's explicit in the Ran, in Megil Daf Hei Amud Beis, Daf Pei Arif, that it has to be a kosher Sefer Torah. If chiser osachas, you don't fulfill the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah. It must be a kosher Sefer Torah. So of course women are exempt. They can't write a kosher Sefer Torah. If that's true, one could argue the following as well. The Rambam is clear in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Sefer Torah. It's true that mutter lichtov kol chumash bifnei atzma. It's clear. If a person will write just a few psukim, that's a problem. Dvar shebet savi atay rishay l'rabal peh. What do you require? In order to label something as dvar shebet sav, it must be a sefer shalem. Like the Gemara says, a sefer daftarta. You're writing a whole peret. That's still called bal peh. So it's true. In order to label something as dvarm shebichsav, as opposed to dvarm shebal peh, a chumash is sufficient. However, the Rambam is explicit in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Sefer Torah that ein bo kedusha sefer Torah. A chumash dvarim does not have kedusha sefer Torah. If one reads from a chumash dvarim, that's not called a kriya bal peh. And that's why the Gemara says that mikar hadin, that could be sufficient for a mitzvah kriya, but not to do some mishum kavod hatzibur. That means it's called Ram Shibitzav. But is it called Sefer Torah? It's not called Sefer Torah. So perhaps one could argue exactly that point. That it's insufficient to write simply Sefer Dvarim. Sefer Dvarim does not have Kedusha Sefer Torah. And just as we argue when it comes to women in the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, Uhadinami that this is true as well. So as far as the halacha of Iyatar Rishai Lorem Balpeh, Enochinami, one Sefer Shom is sufficient. But in order to have Ksiva Sefer Torah, you require Kedusha Sefer Torah, Enochinami, if that remains. The fact that there is an element of not just a mitzvah Ksiva, but rather what we pointed out, the Kiyum of Shiyiyah Lo Sefer Torah, as the Rush writes, to facilitate limud. And maybe that's the explanation of the Rabbam, yes, la sefer shnichol avosav, as we mentioned. And that's why women are exempt. The Rambam also stresses the following chiddush. Let's assume, for example, the Rambam writes, nochus malachim, that the Sefer Torah is lost. Let's say a person writes a Sefer Torah. And all of a sudden, v'neva, it's lost. The Rambam writes the person is still now obligated in the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. It's not just a mitzvah ksiva, right? The mitzvah ksiva, right, is maisa ha-mitzvah, but shi'ilo sefer Torah. That the Rambam emphasizes. If a person will write the Sefer Torah and then lose the Sefer Torah, or even if a person, let's assume, for example, will write the Sefer Torah, but then be maknit l'acherim. Now it's no longer his. He no longer possesses the Sefer Torah. In such a case, Pashup Shat the Rambam again, that one no longer continues to fulfill that mitzvah. Even though the Sefer Torah was written, it means write, but in order to fulfill the broader kiyum, as the Rush emphasizes, Shiyilo Sefer Torah. That again is Mufurash, what the Rambam writes in Perakim of Hilchos Malachim, that if for whatever reason the Sefer Torah is lost, so it'll be necessary to go in to make sure that the Sefer Torah is written once again. There's a beautiful chiddush that you find in Drasha Saran, it's in Drasha Yud Aleph, where the Ran points out just the following chiddush, that why is it so necessary that there's a special mitzvah ksiva which is incumbent upon the melech? Why exactly is that true? So the Ram links this into what we've been learning right, throughout the Masechta. Where the Ram writes that there's a fundamental difference between the role of melech as opposed to the role of shofet. The role of Shofet is a very technical one. The role of Shofet simply is to enforce the Mishpatei HaTorah. We touched on earlier in the first parak the sugya of Adayin Shita, a sugya length on Daf Lamed Gimel. If it's considered to be a blatant there of Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, the Psak Halacha is not even considered to be binding. By definition, the role of Melech is to impose and to enforce the Mishpatei HaTorah. What about when it comes to a Melech? The Ran writes the Chiddush that a Melech has a more elastic authority. Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz means that the role of the Melech is to see to it that society functions, and the Ran points out very clearly that society may not necessarily function in the fullest manner if you only have the Shofet. After all, the nefashos requires so many technical halachos, hasra tolkin et ibur, that one can imagine having a system of just Shofet, but yet having a reckless society of anarchy, because technically speaking, this person will get off, this person will get off, because there wasn't Yatar Atzma L'Misa, there wasn't proper Hasra, there weren't Shnei Edim, and so on. What is to ensure that society continues to run in a just and proper fashion? That, the Ran points out, is the mitzvah of Minui Melech. And that two-tier system of Melech and Shofet ensures the Mishpatei Hashem, but the fallback position of Melech Mishpat Yamid Eretz. That's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. The Ran writes, the Sugi will see later in Sanhedrin, that Melamed Shebezdin Makin Va'onshin Shalom and Hadin, that sometimes Bezdin can use extraordinary means, technically speaking, not the Shuras Hadin, but Shalom and Hadin. Where does that come from? Right, the Ran writes, that's all Midin Melech. The Ran writes the beautiful Chiddush, that when you have a Melech and a Shofet, those are the dual roles. The Shofet imposes the Shuras Hadin, the Melech in the broadest sense oversees that there be justice. When there is no Melech, then the Ran writes that the Shofet must now wear both hats. The Shofet sometimes enforces the Shuras Hadin, but a Shofet has the right of Din Melech, of Matkin Vonshin Shalom and Hadin. The Dvarim discusses in the very first Tshuva that perhaps the koch of Dina Malchus Adina is rooted in Dine Melech, of Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Eretz. The Ran writes, by definition, right, the koach HaMelech certainly is less defined, it's more elastic, than that of the Shofet. The Shofet's very structured, imposed Mishpatei Hashem. The Melech has a much broader capability, and that's why the Ran writes the need for an additional Sefer Torah that the Melech always carries with him. The more broad, the more elastic the authority, the more easily it's subject to abuse. And therefore, it's necessary for the Melech always have the Sefer Torah with him in order, right, to remind him that even that role of Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Haaretz has to be, right, based on the Mishpatei Hashem, true, certain licenses given to Melech, but nonetheless, it always has to be together with the Torah Hashem. It's almost superfluous for the Dayan to carry a Sefer Torah. If you can demonstrate that the Psak Halach was Keneged Hadin, so therefore, very, very often, as we'll see in Daf Lamed Gimel, the Psak will not be binding. But precisely because of the nature of the Dinei Melech, that's why it's necessary that the Melech always possess that Sefer Torah. That one Sefer Torah, right, Shar Kol Yisrael, right, the second, or at least the second Kiyum, the Dafka B'Toras Melech, that it always must accompany him, in order to realize that even that role of Makin Vonshin Shalom and Hadin has to be based on the principles of Mishpatei HaTorah. Just as we saw when it comes to Pshara. Pshara does not mean that which is arbitrary. Pshara is considered to be a Psak Halacha, right? It's considered to be Makshinam Pshara the Din. Except the Dayanim are given more elastic authority in order to go in and to enforce a Psak Halacha of Pshara. That's what the Ran writes. Take a look, a beautiful piece in terms of the structure of Bezdin versus the Melech, and the great Kiddush that Bezman Hazeh, the Shofet, has both roles, and the role of Sefer Torah to ensure, in order to safeguard the Melech from potential abuse. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll do Inyanei Pesach, and then we'll start...